of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Is it not remarkable that each year we mark the terrible reality of war and its cost by keeping silence? Silence is rarely heard in war. The silence that comes after a battle may simply be the silence of the dead, those who were sent and did not return. At 11 a.m. on the 11th of November 1918, the guns on the Western Front fell silent after more than 4 years of continuous warfare. The Germans called for an armistice, a suspension of fighting, in order to secure a peace settlement. They accepted the Allied terms of surrender. The conflict had mobilised over 70 million people, left between 9 and 13 million dead, and as many as one-third of these with no grave. Although originally the day was a day to remember those who fought and died in World War I, Armistice Day was renamed Remembrance Day after World War II. This was to commemorate those who were killed in both wars. And today, the loss of Australian and other lives from all wars and conflicts is commemorated on this day. Many also remember those who did return home, but with significant and long-lasting injuries. So today, tomorrow, we honour the willingness of the mostly young men and women who went and still go to where they are sent and risk death or injury in the service of their country. As Christians, we also remember that they go in the service of humanity and that all humanity is loved by God, regardless of creed, skin colour, or politics. This day, many of us have memories of family connections with war. I asked my son-in-law, a currently serving Australian Army major, who has served overseas in East Timor and Afghanistan, what Remembrance Day means to him. He first talked about his two great-grandfathers who had served in World War I and returned home alive. But he imagines what they must have seen and experienced in those long years. But then he remembers with emotion his own participation in Afghanistan in what are called ramping ceremonies, standing guard with other soldiers on the airfield to farewell recently killed Australian, American and Afghan soldiers whose bodies will be returning home to grieving families. He remembers how he felt. The great cost of service came home to him when he was standing there, he said. I remember my father, who while on a training exercise in World War II had a fellow soldier, a friend, shot in front of him. Friendly fire, it is called. I think of my beloved maternal grandfather who after World War II service in the army developed a chronic condition from which he died at the early age of 60. And I think of a stepfather who died from chronic lung disease brought on by years of smoking cigarettes supplied to soldiers. Many, if not most of you, would have similar stories and heartfelt memories on a day like today. These are usually memories of loved ones and our connections with them. And these memories live on through the years and rise up again on Remembrance Day. Telling the stories, even when it is difficult, is so important. And so yet again at this time, we are confronted by the meaning of death. Because death poses a disturbing question. Is life, this energy and activity and awareness and thought that we all have, is all this the most real and the only real thing? Or is there something that is deeper, more permanent, more true, more eternal than this earthly life itself? This question and its answer lies at the very heart of the Christian faith. And the really strange thing, well, maybe not so strange, is that the answer to this question is tucked away in the Bible in a book that probably most of us never read. It's tucked away, but it's in the very epicentre, the middle of the Bible, in a book called The Song of Songs. And here is the answer in five words that sum up Christianity. Love is stronger than death. Love is stronger than death. We know that God speaks powerfully through the whole of the scriptures of the love that is stronger than death. Jesus himself rejects the notion that death wins. Jesus died emptied of all but love and rose out of death because in the end, God's love is stronger than death. So our gospel message is one of light and love, of life that springs forth from death, as Jesus' resurrection shows. No war or tragedy or terrorism can ultimately displace the love and the light of life that flows from the very heart of God. So, you might say, what does our service today have to say to this beautiful yet fragile, fractured and suffering world? What does this ceremony of remembrance have to say to a world in which there are so many still trapped in ongoing cycles of the violence of war and death? Over 20,000 dead in Sudan, with millions displaced. In the Middle East, 1,339 dead in Israel, 43,000 in Gaza killed, including 16,763 children. And the catastrophe spreading to Iran and Lebanon. And then there is Ukraine and Russia, and so on. Someone once wisely said, "War is only possible when we have started to believe that the other person, is fundamentally different to us." A young Jewish Dutch woman, Etty Hillesum, died age 29 in Auschwitz concentration camp in 1943. She wrote in her diary, not long before she died, "All disasters stem from us. Why is there a war? Perhaps because now and then I might be inclined to snap at my neighbour, because I and my neighbour and everyone else do not have enough love." Yet we could fight war, she went on to write, and all its atrocities by releasing each day the love which is shackled inside us and giving it a chance to live. We celebrate the Eucharist in this service today. In many ways, it is a broken-hearted celebration because it remembers the very night before Jesus died. It remembers his death. But it is also joyful because the Eucharist is a sacrament pointing towards the future. It proclaims a new future in the present as we release love, a future that we are invited into, all of us, and all of us invited to help build. We are called to pray and to speak and to work for a just peace, not an easy peace. And so, as we remember so many today, we, in the words of the hymn, give thanks for those who made their life a light caught from the Christ flame, bursting through the night, who touched the earth, who burned for what is right. Thanks for the love by which our life is fed, a love not changed by time or death or dread. Amen.